Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette Community College District Board of Trustees has passed the first ever budget. According to the news record, the $16 million budget covers the costs of administration, information technology, and other expenses to establish the district. The budget also includes money that will allow athletics and the district choir to reestablish. The district tax will come in at just over 2.5 mils. The budget has about $4.9 million in new annual costs and about $5.3 million in one-time startup costs. The USDA has announced it will no longer reimburse schools for free meals for students in the upcoming school year. Free meals will come to an end on the 30th, but the school district will continue to offer free lunches throughout the summer to students. The district will encourage families to apply for reduced meal plans. Applications can be found at payschoolcentral.com. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Since the city pool will be closed over the next two summers as a new one is being built, Gillette Parks and Rec have approved an agreement between Parks and Rec and the city to allow free open swimming at the Rec Center afternoons in the summer. Monday through Friday, free swimming will take place from 1 to 4 and 1 to 4:30 on the weekends. The free swim program will run from July 1st through August 21st this year and from May 25th through August 20th next summer. This Wednesday and Thursday, the Energy Exposition returns to Camplex. Anyone wanting to learn more about the energy industry and its impact on the environment and the state's economy is invited to attend. Admission is free. Registration can be done online at energyexposition.com. The library's June Book Club meets tomorrow at 6 at the Ice Cream Cafe, and the Book of the Month is available at the library. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.